Eamon McGee, another disappointing day in Clonus. This hasn't been the ideal venue for Donegal football on the men and ladies front over the summer months so far. How do you put that defeat in perspective today for Donegal?
It's difficult, you know, when you lose like that. It's difficult to take. But you've just got to face up to it, and we just weren't good enough on the day. We got a response from Donegal. You know, Grugan's goal went in, and we could have just put the head down, but we got a response. Armagh came at us again, you know, after Patton, the black card, the penalty, and Armagh came at us again, and we looked for a second response, and it just wasn't there. And you know, it goes with the trend that we've seen in recent years where, you know, the provincial losers are fragile in terms of that mentally, and it was a lot to ask of that response for Donegal.
Yeah, but it was looking good for Donegal up until the 21st minute. Would it be fair to say maybe just luck in that period didn't go Donegal's way, and unfortunately it got too much for them to crawl back?
Yeah, no, Donegal, when they responded from the goal, they were just going at ease, and they were getting at Armagh, and you know, we quickly forgot the whole Ulster final and the grief people were giving Donegal and that there, because they changed the way that they played. Now you can argue that they set up the way they should have set up against Derry, and they played a different style of football. It's this whole argument kind of frustrates me. But the way we're going to get at Armagh, and you know, I don't like giving out about it, we were second best there, but there was a crucial moment there. The linesman sees a blatant black card, you know, for Aidan Forker, and you know, if he misses that, it was so blatant, I don't know why he's there. And if he goes for that black card, it changes the whole dynamic of the game in terms of, you know, Patton doesn't get that press, and after that, Armagh got on top of Patton for that press, you know, made him work trying to get it off, and you know, they were lucky to get off with the first one, give away a penalty the second one, and that was Donegal. And you know, as I says, Donegal were fragile coming to this game, and it was an awful lot to ask of them to respond again.
Yeah. I know it's early stages yet, we've just ended another championship, you've had disappointing days like this, Eamon, but what's next for Donegal, what's next for the Donegal management?
I was having this conversation with one of the lads, you know, there's no point saying otherwise. Declan's come under a lot of pressure, and you know, there's the public of Donegal there's a certain side of them are having a wee pop at them, and you know, it's easy to do that from their position. We just have to take time and take stock, have a review. I think when you look back at the Cross McGlen game 12 years ago, was it now? We did the same. We took time. We reviewed the situation. Thankfully, we pushed on, and you know, we were all earning champions 2 years. And you know, I would argue that squad there is in talent wise in a better shape than what we were then. So you know, there's an awful lot of people saying change, but we've got to make sure that if we are going to go and change, and if Declan's happy to walk away, then that we have the right man in place. You know, there's no point saying change for the sake of change. The intercounty job for me, managing an intercounty team, is unsustainable. You know, it just can't be done. And you know, people shouting, "Oh, let's change." There's a lot of uneducated opinions out there about, you know, about Declan Boner and this and that. They don't understand the nature of how far the commitment levels have gone in the management game. Like, it's more or less you're running a company, you're running people underneath you. You're you know, there's so much involved in it, and we've got to, you know, make sure that we've the right man. If we are going to change it, then we've the right man. And that's not to say that Declan is. You know, it's up to Declan. Declan's given enough, and it's up to him if he wants to step away or not.